from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Iroquois Falls is getting almost $126,000 for its airport from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund. At the airport today, Northern Economic Growth and Development Minister George Peary said it's for installation of jet fuel tanks and a new hangar door. Peary says the government has been trying ever since Resolute Forest Products shut down its newsprint mill in 2014 to help Iroquois Falls. It attempted to convert it to a cardboard mill, but the municipality had other plans. Still, the minister says the province never stopped trying to find an industry.
You see the vast expansion in the agriculture sector here in Iroquois Falls, and I think that'll be a big part of the future in Iroquois Falls is going to be agriculture.
For other Heritage Fund grants announced today, go to mytimmonsnow.com. You'll have one more thing to vote for on the ballot for the November 2026 municipal election. Timmins Council has unanimously approved a question regarding the ward system being put to the electorate. City Clerk Steph Pometer says it will be very straightforward. Do you support changing the current ward system for electing members of council, yes or no?
This does not commit the council to any option or any type of anything. It would provide direction to the council that's elected in 2026, some information on whether or not they want to consider this issue moving forward.
The current five-ward system has been in place since amalgamation in 1973. New features are coming to Del Volano Park in the south end of Ward 5, including a cricket pitch, pickleball courts, and more tennis courts. Approval has been given by City Council for engineering design. Construction is expected to begin in August or September and be completed this year. Community Services Director Steph Pometer told Council the baseball field won't be affected. A new washroom will be built elsewhere in the park to make way for the cricket pitch. The three tennis courts will be removed and replaced by four new ones and four pickleball courts. This weekend's Mayor's Cup cricket tournament at Fern Trombley Park will be the last one there before moving to Del Volano. It features out-of-town teams from Thunder Bay, Sudbury, and Toronto playing the host Timmins Tigers on Saturday and Sunday. While it's Canada's smallest quarterly gain in population since the COVID-19 pandemic, from January until April, Statistics Canada says the population increased by just over 20,000 people. The agency says the largest decrease in non-permanent residents in the first quarter came from people holding only a study permit, with most of the decline in Ontario and British Columbia, the provinces with the highest numbers of study permit holders.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.